The longtime leader of the Bethel Search and Rescue Team is stepping down as president. Citing obligations to the health of family members, Peter Atchak has submitted his resignation to the all-volunteer organization. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Trim Nick has more.
Every time there is a missing person or a drowning in the Bethel area, Peter Atchak is there. Since Atchak assumed leadership in the late 80s, the Bethel Search and Rescue Team membership has grown and the organization has expanded over the years. They now have headquarters in Bethel, modern search equipment, and membership of 90 volunteers. Mike Riley will be assuming Atchak's duties as interim president.
Throughout the years, Peter put in a lot of time, personal time, in the search and rescue efforts of certain people out there that were lost. And he worked very closely with the village VPSOs and also the village search and rescues throughout the region.
Trooper pilot Earl Samuelson also worked very closely with Atchak over the years. Samuelson says his work was not confined to missing persons or marking trails around Bethel. He was instrumental in helping other search and rescue teams get started.
He's done a lot of communicating out to the villages. You know, talking on the Yupik line, going out to the villages and assisting with organizing other communities. And anytime there is a extended search, he's always willing to step up and go to the other community and in Bethel too.
Peter Atchak, originally from the village of Chivak, shared a little bit about his work with the all-volunteer group.
When I first started getting officially involved, like a member, official member, you know, it just gave me like a feeling of satisfaction of helping out. So I really went for it, you know. So anytime there was something going on with search and rescue, I would drop everything I was doing to go help out.
Although Peter Atchak will no longer lead the Bethel Search and Rescue Team, he plans to continue to help out as a member. In Bethel, I'm Trim Nick.